He says, by the qasam of Allah, the hour will not be established. Or if you're waiting to say, when is Qiyamah, then just look for this one. He says, when you will see wild animals talking the talk of men. And I used to always think of this narration when the first time I fell on it. Wild animals on a huge scale. But imagine you driving in the Kruger Park, and the elephant comes out. And instead of making his sound, he makes as-salam. Then the lion comes, and instead of roaring, he says, how you are? It won't happen. It can't happen. But the hadith said, Qiyamah will not take place until the wild animals of the jungle will start talking the talks of men. And we waited, waited, and suddenly we saw it already. All of us saw it. But where we saw it? We saw it started with Hollywood, which was called the Magical Wand. And then it started with Disney World. Disney started with cartoons. It began with Tom and Jerry. It was a mouse and a cat that was talking the talk of the man. Then it became the Lion King. Then it became the puma and the tiger. But even that cartoon lion would become a real lion. And then every person in the world watching his movies would suddenly see the horses talking. And he would see the zebras and the giraffes talking. He would see the elephants and the lions talking. And when the whole world was going to see the wild animals of the jungle, because it's a real lion. They don't use a cartoon lion anymore. When that lion, instead of saying, roar, would be saying, I am the king of this area. Suddenly it was 1400 years ago. My Nabi said, a time will come where the whole world will see the animals of the jungle talking the talk of men. The hadith then carries on. And when you will see the tip of your stick, and your shoelace will be stalking to you, then await the hour. For the tip of the stick in the past, people had sticks. It was the sign of nubuwah. Rasulullah s.a.w. in the previous scriptures was described as a man with the stick, the asa. That was the only stick that people had. And it was an honor for a man after the age of 40 to hold onto the stick. But then came the time where a man who's 40 doesn't want to be 40, he wants to be 20. The man 60 wants to be 20. So you tell a 60-year-old man, hold the stick, he say, you think I'm old. So that sunnah went away. But another stick was going to come in everyone's life. It was going to be called a USB stick. And no person of the time would go except that he would have the stick. And in that stick, everything would be on the tip of that stick. And unique the word of the hadith will be that when the tip of the stick of man will start talking to man. And when that USB connects, then suddenly the bayan starts talking. The lecture starts. The CD starts playing. But for that day to come to your ear, you can either have it loud or you will need your wire. In the time of the Sahaba, there was rope for two purposes. One was a rope to tie the animal, that was the bigger rope. And one was the small rope to tie the shoelace. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when the tip of the stick and when the shoelace will start talking to you, that shoelace was going to be one wire which normally will become white. It will go with the USB gadget. Then there will be a wire coming up here and then there will be earphones. With my stick and my shoelace, suddenly, bayans after bayans, lectures after lectures, music after music. My mother is screaming to me once and I say, shh, somebody else is talking to me. So who's talking to you? My stick and my shoelace. When the stick and shoelace will start talking, then await the hour. The same hadith comes, and when the tie of man will start informing men of what's happening at home. So during the time of the Arabs, there was no pockets here. The pockets were in the sleeve. But the narration would explain, or he demanded a time had to come where pockets had to be put in the trouser, touching the tie. Then a gadget had to be created, forget the phone, that wasn't even thought about in the era. Then forget the wired phone. Then it was going to go to the cordless phone, but in the house. Then it was going to go to no cords. Then that gadget was going to be taken and put into the pocket. But still when the wife phones, There was a need in the past for you to pull out that phone and put it by your ear. So still the thigh was not talking. Then WhatsApp was going to come, messages was going to come. That now everything happens here. Suddenly your thigh is doing the talking. And within the next 5 or 10 years, even the need to take it out and just look at it there, on the lap. That is why in the masjid, if you want to see the aim of this narration, is after salah, a person makes, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. The phone was ringing, it wasn't loud, it was going buzz, but where buzz? By the thigh. On that very thigh, the hand will go in. On that very thigh, the phone will turn. On that very thigh, you will see a message that your wife is saying, your brother came, come quickly. When the thigh of man will start talking and telling you what's happening at home, say, by the qasam of Allah, qiyamah will not take place until the wild animals will start talking. We saw it. And when your shoelace and your tip of your stick starts talking to you, and when your thigh starts informing, look at the word of the narration. That for the other one he said talking to you, and for this one he said informing you. Because the phone was not going to be used only to talk. Many a time, majority of the time today, it's information only. The phone was going to inform you, not only what's happening at home, but with Google on the thigh, the whole world's information, your thigh would do the talking. The narration will be more unique. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was asked, هَلْ لِسَّاعَةِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ تُعْرَفُ بِهَا? That do you have some sign of the Qiyamah? Some unique sign that I know we are at the end of this match. Time is up already. The Christian world was there. They took over the lands of Sham. The Shia Empire took over the lands of Sham, or helped to take over the lands of Sham. And the third one, where I mentioned there, was the Templar Knights. And they came to dig. So I will just go into one mystery of history. In the 13 years, this Knight Templars, which was a satanic group, they dug in Masjid al-Aqsa. For many years it was kept like a secret. Today it's no secret. Today they themselves have written on many sites that yes, we did dig. Forget digging, things that they found from the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, they gave it over to museums also. Late in recent history, people went into the places where they dug during the Crusades. They went in those tunnels which were dug during that era. It's no history, mystery anymore. It's no secret. They have openly said they dug. And many things they found, they gave it over to Europe. But what were they digging for during those 13 years? Whatever they were digging for was such a unique treasure that before that digging, this group of Knight Templars, what we today call the Jewish lobby, which we all know they're not Jew. They're not Bani Israel. They don't believe in the Torah. They don't love Musa alayhi salam at all. They don't go to the synagogue. Their word is the temple. Their word is Zionism. They have no liking for Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They are Satanists in and out. But before the 13 years of digging, this group of 9 people, they were no one in the world. But after that, whatever they got from there, and they sent it back to whoever sent them to fetch it. With that 13 years of digging, suddenly this group was going to become over history the most powerful force that ever existed from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. They were going to take over the world's money, and it was going to be called the Jewish banking system. They were going to take over the world's talk. It was going to call CNN and BBC, the International Media Network. Everyone knows we speak about a Jewish lobby. But before the digging of 13 years, there was nothing called a Jewish lobby. This Jewish lobby became the strongest military might because of the 13 years of digging. They became the strongest force from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. What they got during that time, we can't imagine. But when this whole thing happened in round 2, and again Britain went for the lands of Al-Aqsa, and the Shias had to make the groundwork, and the same thing happened. That suddenly a funny force, a Zionist force came into the land of Palestine. And the same thing they started doing which they did there. From 1948, Israel has not once fought for control of Masjid al-Aqsa.